Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli troops stormed one of the last hospitals operating in the territory's north on Friday and forced many of the staff and patients outside, having them remove their clothes in winter weather. Hamas's deputy health minister said Israeli forces set fire to the surgical department, laboratory, and a storehouse. The health ministry said contact with staff inside the hospital in Beit Lahia had been lost. The Israeli military said it tried to limit harm to civilians without providing further details. It also said it launched the operation to target Hamas militants near the hospital, which had become, quote, a key stronghold for terrorist organizations and continues to be used as a hideout for terrorist operatives, unquote. Elsewhere in Gaza, Israeli strikes killed at least 25 people, including 15 people in a single house in Gaza City, medics in the Civil Emergency Service said. South Korean protesters gathered on Friday calling for the immediate resignation of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol after acting President Han Duck-soo was also impeached by the opposition-led parliament. Han, the acting president since Yoon was impeached on December 14th for declaring martial law earlier this month, was impeached after he declined the opposition party's request to immediately appoint three judges to fill vacancies at the Constitutional Court, saying it would exceed his acting role. Han Ji-won is one of the protesters.
I think it's well done, honestly. Han Duck-soo has exercised his veto multiple times, but veto isn't something meant to be abused like that, so I believe he was completely unreasonable. In a way, isn't he practically a little Yoon Suk-yeol? So I think this is a good outcome.
Also on Friday, the Constitutional Court held its first hearing to review whether to reinstate Yoon or remove him permanently from office. It has 180 days to reach a decision. Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok has assumed the position of acting president while the cases of Yoon and Han are considered by the Constitutional Court.
This is VOA News.
Finnish President Alexander Stubb said on Friday authorities were looking into why undersea power cables in the Baltic Sea were damaged. Finland on Thursday seized a ship carrying Russian oil on suspicion the vessel caused an outage of the EstLink 2 undersea power cable, which, like EstLink 1, connects Finland and Estonia, and that it also damaged four internet lines.
The Finnish government and Finnish authorities have been dealing with an incident in the Baltic Sea whereby four cables have been broken. We were able to get the situation under control and locate the ship in question, bring it to Finnish waters, and begin a criminal proceeding. There have been substantial damage through the cables.
Finnish investigators believe the sea ship, the Cook Island registered ship named the Eagle S, may have caused the damage by dragging its anchor along the seabed, one of several such incidents in recent years. NATO said on Friday it will boost its presence in the Baltic Sea. The United States has seen early indications suggesting that the Azerbaijan Airlines jet that crashed in Kazakhstan this week was possibly brought down by Russian air defense systems, the White House said on Friday, adding that Washington had offered assistance in the investigation of the crash. Two passengers on the plane told Reuters that they heard at least one loud bang as it approached its original destination of Grozny in southern Russia. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Suponku Rakimov survived the Azerbaijan Airlines flight that crashed in Kazakhstan, killing at least 38 people on board. 29 people survived. After at least one loud bang, he began to recite prayers.
After the bang, after the masks fell out, I saw that the fuselage shell was slightly damaged, and then I got scared. I thought that the plane would fall apart.
Rakimov says the plane swayed as if it was drunk before it hit the ground. The Azerbaijan Airlines flight crashed on Wednesday after diverting from an area of southern Russia where Moscow has repeatedly used air defense systems against Ukrainian attack drones. Russia has said it is important to wait for the official investigation to finish its work to understand what happened.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. Hundreds gathered in the Syrian city of Daraa on Friday to celebrate the fall of ex-Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Soria al-Tobay was one of those celebrating. It is a great historic day. It is a nice day for all the Syrian people. We went out to freedom. We felt freedom for the first time. We were oppressed by a criminal regime. The Islamist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, group led the campaign that ousted Assad this month. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.